Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, to consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 11th of April, 2022, the Monday of Holy Week. J. Rive Music sings The Promise Song.
They that sow in tears shall also reap in joy. Every promise that was made to you, you'll see that and more. Your promise is coming soon. Your promise is coming to you. See his goodness.
Thank you.
Our scripture passage this week is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, starting at the first verse.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display His glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Foreigners shall till your land and dress your vines. But you shall be called priests of the Lord. You shall be named ministers of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of the nations, and in their riches you shall glory. Because their shame was doubled, and dishonor was proclaimed as their lot, therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs.
The book of Isaiah overflows with promises for God's people. This passage in particular is one of the famous messianic passages, promising the full restoration of God's people through a leader anointed by His Spirit. In what ways do you long to see these promises be made true in your life today? As Christians, we believe that Jesus was the promised Messiah foretold in Isaiah's prophecies. We also believe that Jesus' suffering and crucifixion was necessary so that God's kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. Where else, either in nature or your own life, have you observed the necessity of death for new life to begin? As we hear the scripture again, imagine that you are hearing these words for the first time. Which restorative act most resonates with you today?
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display His glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Foreigners shall till your land and dress your vines. But you shall be called priests of the Lord. You shall be named ministers of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of the nations, and in their riches you shall glory. Because their shame was doubled, and dishonor was proclaimed as their lot, therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs.
This week is Holy Week, the time when the Church walks through Jesus' final days as He approaches the crucifixion. Jesus' walk along the Via Dolorosa, or the Way of the Cross, can be a comfort to us along our road of pain and suffering. In the United Adoration Devotional, A Place of Beauty, poet and songwriter Melissa McKinney writes this: "In this time, it is paramount for worship artists like us to remember that our struggles do not disqualify us, but rather have the potential to bring us closer to God, refine us, and lead us to honest worship in hard times. The suffering we go through can be strokes in the painting that God is putting on display, beauty He gives for ashes, whispers of our calling. Take time now to be still. What words of restoration or comfort may the Holy Spirit want to speak to you today?" Let us pray. Remember me, O Lord, in my distress. Even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know you are near. Bring peace to my mind and comfort to my soul. Send me friends to point me to the truth of your word and remind me of your goodness when I am depressed and depleted. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.